Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for.
President of football today. President of football.
You wish. That would make me the vice president then.
You wish.
She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, not football. The queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. Not a knock, just saying you're a baseball gal.
I gotcha.
Through and through. And soon to be watching his Iggies play at Rocky Mountain Pizza, with or without his loved one, Simone, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. Our forces combined, we are the greatest sports talk radio show from 6 to 9 a.m. in the city, in the southeast, anywhere, in my opinion. But, you know, this is one man's opinion. Good morning.
Hey, man. Good morning.
What? I mean, it could be other people's opinions, Allie, but it's definitely mine.
Well, I say it's in the world, personally. That's just one woman's opinion. What in the world are you guys going to do this weekend without having Falcons duties to handle?
Well, I'm going to watch football and start doing the things around my house that have been put on the back burner for the last 7 months?
Yeah.
Into July.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the last thing I did other than clean my garage that was actually productive was fix my golf cart.
Right.
Like that's it. It's like those two things.
You cleaned out the garage, right?
Yeah.
You were really happy about that. Cleaned out the garage.
Well, that felt very... Well, you know why I had to clean out the garage is because I like basically overhauled my golf cart and all the crap from that was still sitting in there.
Still a debris field sitting around the golf cart. I don't know. I really don't. And this is one of those weekends where I'm like, yes, no plans. And then without question, probably at about, let's call it 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
My wife and I will set into panic mode and go, man, we got to really make some plans.
Mm-hmm.
We should invite somebody over. We should take the kids here. Last weekend, we took the kids bowling for the first time ever.
Did they love it?
Yes and no. My daughter did not. My son did. My daughter did, however, like the adjacent arcade at said bowling alley.
Yeah, of course.
So there was that. But yeah, my son really loved. My son loves competing at his age, and my daughter couldn't even be bothered to touch a bowling ball.
Were there bumpers up or rails?
Bumpers. Okay. The
did you have the little ramp? Alligator ramp thing?
Yeah. What they call that?
Yeah.
Alligator ramp.
Was it like Stars and Stripes?
No, it was a place over in Dunwoody. I cannot remember the name of it.
There's
it
a Stars
newish place.
There's a Stars and Strikes about what 10 minutes from your house, I think, maybe 15. The one in Roswell. The one in Roswell is not far from you, is it?
Yeah, if there is one in Roswell,
there's
it's
one
10,
in Roswell.
Minutes,
there's one on Roswell Road.
Interesting.
There's one near us too, and that the arcade there is massive. That's why I mentioned it. Like that arcade, actually, the bowling alley to me is secondary to the arcade at Stars and Stripes.
This place was like a newish, it used to be a Sprouts over in Dunwoody, and they have like overhauled it, and it's got like mini golf and laser tag and like all kinds of stuff inside, man. So yeah, I mean, it was quite the ordeal, but I'm sure something like that will come about at some point tomorrow morning, and we'll be like, dude, we gotta get out of here.
Gotta get
out of the house.
I wonder if your daughter will eventually love bowling, though. I was on a father-daughter bowling league when I was little.
That's dope.
I got my own ball, and we were like number one in the league because my handicap was so high.
Let's go. I was in a bowling league when I was in elementary school. We were called the Bulldozers.
Nice.
Yeah, you already know what time
it
is.
My mom was in a bowling league back in the day.
Yeah, that's good times, dude. Good times.
To close out the conversation about plans, Saturday and Sunday I just plan to watch football, the wild card weekend. But tonight, so Simone actually is doing a collaboration with this ticket provider. I believe it's called TickPick. So we are actually going to the Peach Bowl tonight.
What?
Yeah. Bam. Let's go. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Who are you pulling for? Who are you for?
I actually want Indiana to win, I think. Yeah. I think I'm rolling for win Indiana.
I tend to lean that way. Amy asked me. Amy's like, hey, her cousins wanted to get dinner or something. She's like, hey, she wanted to know if I could get dinner this weekend. What night would work best for you? As in for me to watch Melrose.
Of course, yeah.
And I said, Friday night.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Because we got to see my parents tomorrow. We haven't seen them for Christmas yet because we've been sick. Mm. You know, the house. Mm. And so I was like, Friday night. She's like, really? I go, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I go, I can just watch college football. I was like, because we might want to do something with the neighbors for the playoffs because they start, you know, it's like an all-day event. I was like, go ahead, Friday night. I'll put her down. I'll watch the Peach Bowl.
Absolutely.
I'm all in. Go ahead. Get the hell out. I'll go watch Peach Bowl. Well, I'll do some burgers on the Blackstone. Go ahead. Get out.
You enjoy yourself, Amy. You enjoy. Well, that is the top headline we got to get to since we last got to hang out. I do want to give you a heads up that traffic will be heavy tonight because we do have the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl at Mercedes-Benz, Oregon, and Indiana State will face off in the semifinals at 7:30. The Hawks play tonight in Denver, taking on the Nuggets. Pre-game is at 8:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 9. Now, Miami has knocked Ole Miss out of the college football playoffs. They won last night in the Fiesta Bowl. 31-27, pretty intense fourth quarter. Miami will head to the national championship game for the first time in 24 years. Did you guys see the end of this game? Because that was insane.
I actually did. I fell asleep once during the game. And it was during the the minute to go in the first half. I missed the field goal. I woke up during the halftime report, and I was like, oh, I'm ready. I'm glad, too. I am tired as hell today. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm fighting through it. But, man, that was the type of game, if you're going to wake up, if you're going to be, like, on 3 hours sleep, that you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird game, too, for me because Miami didn't really get home. But they got pressure early, and yep. They completely threw Trinidad Chambliss off. And if it wasn't for that big run by Lacey, Ole Miss really didn't do anything much in the first half. But the second half, Chambliss just caught a gear that he was getting the ball out quick. Everything was so quick out of his hand.
Yeah, I agree. They did a nice job kind of flushing him in and around the pocket, and. I just kept thinking that Miami is going to pay a price for not throwing the knockout blow. Like, that's what, you know, they had multiple interceptions in their hands that they, you know, could have really flipped the game on its head, and they just couldn't throw the knockout blow. And I was like, Ole Miss is going to hang around just long enough. And they almost did, just long enough to make this an Ole Miss victory. But what an incredible game, that whole fourth quarter with the back and forth. And, like, I don't know, man. That was a phenomenon. I didn't even want to stay up to watch it because obviously, you know, anybody listening right now understands, gotta wake up early, but I could not look away from the television in that fourth quarter.
Midway in the third quarter, my neighbor texted me and I was like, this feels like it's one play away from Miami finishing it because they had, it was like, I think yep. It was like 17-16 or 17-13 at that point. So it was really early and they just never did. Also, like, I got to give Carson Beck due because I thought he did a pretty good job on that drive. It was aided by a penalty, which was the right call. But the wherewithal to understand that the coverage took everything to one side of the field and he could walk in was pretty good. I'm sorry, though, but the last play of the game is pass interference.
Oh, come on. No.
It's at the hear me out. Hear me out.
He's right. I agree with him.
Hold on. Just hear me out. At the very least, it's defensive holding. If would that have been called defensive holding in the third quarter? Answer honestly.
I think it would have been a coin flip call in the third quarter, yes.
Nah, it's getting called.
He grabbed him before he stepped in the end zone and held him all the way through. It's at the very least defensive holding. I wouldn't have called P.I., but I think if you're going to call that defensive holding at any point in the game, you call it there. Do I think he makes the catch? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that, but it's defensive holding. He basically obstructed him to getting to the point. And that to me is that's defensive holding.
I think I just fundamentally disagree when you say that if you're going to call it in the third, you call it in the fourth. That's just not – I don't
– if it's a penalty for 59 minutes,
no,
Mike.
I like to see the guys – it's like basketball. You know what I mean? Like I'd like to see the guys be able to be a little more physical at the end, let the play – I don't want a flag to decide the game.
It's not a – well, that's why I say – well, first off, in college, they wouldn't have put it on the one-yard line. It only gave them 15 yards.
Sure.
Even defensive holding would only give them 5 yards, and you just got one free play. But you can't just hold a guy all the way down the field because it's the last play of the game.
He was in phase. I mean, he was at least looking for the ball. That's why I did not think it was passing.
Yeah, he was not looking for the ball when he first grabbed him. But I just think that I'm sorry. I just think a rule is a rule. If you're going to call it, you got to call it. That's why I hate illegal contact in the NFL. Because technically you could call illegal contact almost at any point, almost. It just doesn't make sense.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I do want to bring up big news locally. You guys were there. Arthur Blank gave his presser yesterday regarding the future of the Falcons. He did clarify what the role of the president of football would be.
Fundamentally, we wanted to add somebody who's a president of football. And it was kind of clear on the titles, not football operations, it's president of football, because sometimes people could interpret that as being, well, they're responsible for the operations stuff, the backroom stuff, administrative stuff, but this person that we're trying to hire will be responsible for everything that relates to a football and grass. And so both general manager and head coach will report directly to that person, who will report to me.
And the Falcons did confirm that Mike Disner and Brant Tillis completed their interviews for that role yesterday.
Yeah, I think the clarity is what we've talked about in here, right? That Greg Beatles handles the business side of stuff, and whoever the president is handles the football side. I actually thought it was a good press conference. You know, I always hear people on the radio say, "All right, listen to us because they made this trade or they made this signing." And Mike Arthur Blank clearly listened to me and you because we said Arthur should just be up there. And I say that jokingly. I love the way the press conference went down. I thought it was absolutely exactly what you needed. One voice, not multiple, and it didn't last too long. The thing I was worried about was that, you know, people, there's always the guy in the room that's the smartest guy in the room that wants to ask 7 questions, and it's always narrative driven, and it's always, well, I got to have a follow up. And it didn't get too far out of hand yesterday. I thought it was what you wanted to hear, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, I thought that it was, if you don't like Arthur and you're like, sell the team, Arthur, you probably got that out of it, right? I'm sure you found something to be irritated with, but as far as just from a standpoint of what he needed to get accomplished, I thought you're right. I think you're spot on. I think it was a good, what, 25 minutes-ish?
And we only scratched the surface on everything that was talked about yesterday. Mike Conte did get to sit down one-on-one with Arthur Blank yesterday, talk to him about his state of mind after the Falcons were eliminated from the playoffs. We're going to play that interview for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.